Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Casual Criminalist. As always, hello there, I'm your host Simon Wammons here, one of my writers, and in this case, Matt. Thank you, Matt, has written me a script, The Midnight Sun Killer, Terror of Anchorage. Midnight Sun Killer definitely sounds like a movie. So hopefully this will be exciting. The format is, I've got a script in front of me, it's new to me, I've not read it before. We're going to explore it together. It's going to be fun. Let's go. It's probably not going to be fun. Why do you always say this?
It's always funny.
It's literally got killer in the title. The Terror of Anchorage. In Alaska? Anchorage is in Alaska, right? Yes. Let's go. The date is November the 12th, 2016, and the time is 4:30 a.m. in the morning in Anchorage, Alaska. The sunrise is less than an hour away, and a call goes out over the police dispatch, answered by Officer Arne Salau. Dispatch has just received a call from a cab driver mere minutes prior about one of their passengers. After arriving at their destination, the passenger simply hopped out of their vehicle and walked off, refusing to pay. Salau said he'd check it out and started to make his way there. I've done this once. This isn't a story, like a drunk story, where it's like, oh my God, I forgot to pay. I was like, I was actually in America. I was in New York and I wanted to go somewhere. And I ordered a taxi and the taxi's like, absolutely, I can take you here, no problem. And it's like 10 minutes drive, no worries, let's go. And so I get in and like 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes go by. And I'm like, wait, are we're like driving around, we've been here before. Like we're driving around in circles. So either you're taking me for a ride or we're lost and you're supposed to be a cab driver. And I was supposed to go to, this was a long time ago. Is the Colbert Report even on TV anymore? Is that still a thing? But this was back, it was more than 10 years ago. And my aunt knew like a writer or a producer on that show or something. And she got me like a ticket, like the last minute, and was like, please show up because these are really hard to come by. And it's a big favor for my friends. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Of course I'll show up. I'm in New York. Let's go. And yeah, so this cab driver drives me around and I totally miss this thing. And then I'm like, mate, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, I don't know where it is. And I'm like, well, drop me off here then. And I go to get out and he's like, that'll be like 20 bucks or whatever. And I'm like, are you f-ing kidding me? Contract not fulfilled, mate. And so I just wander off. I'm not sure it's that. I mean, allegedly. As he drove off, Officer Salau was no doubt on edge. Over the summer months, a killer had been wreaking havoc on the streets of Anchorage and already claimed 5 lives since July. Not much information was known about the culprit, only that witnesses described him as a white male with long brown hair, over 6 foot tall, wearing a camouflage jacket, and the weapon had been positively identified as a Colt Python 357 Magnum revolver. It's very specific. As Officer Salau crept closer and closer to where the cabbie reported being ripped off, he caught sight of someone. A man was walking down the street in the opposite direction to where the call had come from. Believing this to be the perp, Salau followed after them for several moments. The next 2 minutes were captured on Officer Salau's dash cam and was later released on the internet by the Anchorage PD for all to see. The man kept on walking, even as it became obvious that a police cruiser was tailing him. Eventually, Salau put his lights on and pulled up right behind the man. I mean, to be fair, that's fair. If there's a police car slowly following me as I walk along the pavement, I'm not stopping and being like, everything all right? It's their job to be like, is everything all right with you? Or like, buzz the lights. And then I'll be like, okay, look, if you buzz the lights, or like a whoop whoop, I'm gonna turn around and be like, what's up? And then I'm sure the officers will wave at me and I'll be like, what do you want? But like, otherwise you don't, it'd be weird to stop and be like, why are you following me? They're police. Don't be confrontational. Eventually, Salau put his lights on and pulled up right behind the man, briefly getting out of his car to get his attention. Still, the suspect kept walking, not even turning around. Salau, frustrated, got back in his car and kept tailing him, turning on his megaphone.
This is the Anchorage police. You need to stop. This is the Anchorage police. You need to stop.
As soon as Officer Salau sent this message loud and clear over the megaphone, the man suddenly turned around. Without missing a beat, the man walked up to Salau's car just as the officer had put his cruiser in park. What this man does next, and the quickness with which he does it, is very disturbing to say the least. As Arne Salau looked up from at this imposing figure, the man removed something out of his pocket and raised his arm. We now observe, as we enter the darkness to unearth more of this twisted tale, Officer Arne Salau's eyes widen in recognition and horror. as he looks upon the man, wearing a black beanie to cover his long brown hair and camouflage jacket, staring down the barrel of a Colt Python 357 Magnum revolver as the monster squeezes the trigger. Bang, 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 bang. Long Days of Light. Let's rewind and set the stage proper. Today we travel once more to Alaska, seemingly the one place besides Mexico where criminals believe they'll be safe from the long arm of the law. Yes, where they always go in the movies, like, where are you going? Like, I'll escape into Alaska, the great white north. No one will ever find me there. They might have a point, though, with its vast landscapes covered in snow, its massive forests and its large mountains and lakes. There's plenty of places to hide, yet much to admire as well. I guess so. I can't imagine ever wanting to live in Alaska, though. No offense to anyone who lives in Alaska. But I don't know. I'm like, I don't want it to be too hot. I don't want it to be too cold. I'm just like, can't we just have a nice temperate climate? It was like 34 degrees last week, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, why? Why? Summer is not nice. It's too hot. Spring and autumn are where it's at. And then also in the winter, it's like, I don't like minus 30. No one likes minus 30. It's just, no. People travel Alaska every year to camp, hike, mountain bike, and ski. They also have a booming economy with much of their exports coming from crude oils, as well as multitude of seafood and mineral ores. One of the most interesting facts about America's chilly northern stepchild is the length of the days and nights. It's not uncommon during the warmer months to have days where the sun is up almost all day long, the final rays of light only leaving the sky a little before midnight. It's because of this fact and the time frame in which the majority of these cases took place that our culprit became known as the Midnight Sun Killer. Oh, that makes sense. And this is like, I love the longer days. That's one of the best parts about summer. Like how it's like light in the morning when you wake up, it's light at night when you go to bed. At least it is for me because I've got kids that go to about like 9 o'clock. I love that. The problem is if you live in like a country like far north, it's like great, you know, it's like light at 11 o'clock at night, but it also means like in the winter it's like lunchtime and it's getting dark. In like in the Arctic Circle or in like the North Pole or whatever, it's dark for like 3 months. That is not, I'd go crazy. I'd get that SADS disease, seasonal affective disorder syndrome, or whatever it is, where it's like, you know, you just get depressed because it's